Hey guys, thanks again for tuning back in. This is episode 2 of kind of my journey of hunting, really. I've been debating hunting my whole life. I've hunted a few animals in my life, but you know, this is my true, hopefully this is my, just the beginning of a long hunting history of big game and fun times with friends. This week, it started out with me going out shooting my 243 to kind of sight it in. It hasn't been sighted in, and it's mostly been sitting under my bed. So there's literally been kicking around for a few years now, and it took about 20 shots or more. I'm sure that's like ridiculous for some hunters, but 20 shots or more, and finally got it sighted into like a 3-inch or 4-inch kind of a little section. So I was stoked about that. And over the last couple weeks, I've been calling my friends, chatting with them about gear and stuff like that. One thing that continues to pop up in my mind is the gun situation and what I'm going to actually do. Because the 243, those that are like avid hunters will be like, I don't know, I wouldn't take that out hunting an elk. And so I've been hesitant with it, even though it's like, you know, if it comes down to it, that's what I'm going to use. So I've been talking to my buddies, and as I talk to them, I kind of like try to talk them into letting me borrow a gun. So I'll be like, yeah, I just still got to look for a gun. That's the last thing on the list, you know. I need to make sure I have a solid gun. I don't know where I'm going to find one. Hopefully, you know, I've been asking a few brother-in-laws, stuff like that, and hopefully they're able to hook it up. But who knows yet? And kind of waiting for them to be like, oh, I got an extra gun you can borrow. But nobody's done that yet, so we'll see how it goes. But I did call my sister. Her husband's a big-time hunter. And I kind of chatted with them, and then he was willing to let me use his 30-06 to go hunting this year. Apparently, he's not able to hunt this year for some reasons. So I was stoked about that. And now I have to figure out a trip down to southern Utah to pick that gun up. Some other things that came up were just other items of gear. One thing is shoes. So we had to order my wife some hiking boots. I already have some boots that are going to work. So we just need to order her some, as well as a few knives and things like that to make sure that everything goes well after the hunt. We plan on hiking a few times a week, try to get in a couple miles a week to up our game. Honestly, we're not big time hikers. And I know, from what I've kind of learned listening to podcasts, other things like that, you are hiking a lot of miles. So we're hoping to do that a little bit more. We're going to go out and scout a few weekends, coming up to be able to see what we can see and kind of look through what's going on. I'm hopefully going to be able to get that 30-06 sooner than later, so I can go to the range several times and really just dial it in more and more. The hunt is about 5 weeks out, so I figure if I'm buying stuff slowly for the next 5 weeks, it seems more affordable in my mind instead of spending a big chunk. So I'm going to continue to do that. I'm donating plasma twice a week, and that helps a lot because then I can just use all that money and kind of not feel bad spending all that money on hunting gear and equipment before the hunt. So I'm stoked about that. I'm trying to think of anything else. Not much. Anyways, thanks again for tuning back in. Please let me know, leave voice messages if there's any information on what I can do to keep the podcast fun. I'm going to try to share every experience I can with you guys to make sure that you feel filled in. Everything's going to be hopefully raw. So if I am embarrassed about things, I'm hopefully going to be able to share that with you and not hesitate. Because, you know, this is a big experiment for me, and hopefully it gets more of us out there hunting to bring in some food and stuff like that and have more fun. That's one thing I continue to think about, is the fun activities that we're going to be able to have. I know hunting, I had one buddy we'd go hunting with each other a bunch back in high school days. And we'd just go out and literally with zero food and just a jar of A1 sauce. And we'd try to get some birds and we'd try to get some fish and ducks and anything we could get and chop it up, cook it, and eat it. And that was kind of the food we had. And I remember that was just so fun. And we had a lot of laughs and jokes. But thanks again. Hopefully you tune back in for the next episode. Talk to you soon.